This is Alive with Joseph.
So let's get into the Word of God this morning. The book of Romans chapter 13, verse 12. It says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. So we're looking at what our title this morning, the power of light. Number two. We did number one at the crossover night service. We're doing number two. The armor of light dispels darkness without any effort. The Bible says the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. We are the ones to cast off the works of darkness. How do we cast off the works of darkness? We cast off the works of darkness by putting on the armor of light. We cannot cast off the works of darkness in any other way without light. The only way that can dispel that, the only thing that can dispel darkness is light. And light cancels out darkness without effort. The armor of light will delete darkness cheaply. That is, when light comes, Satan vacates. When light comes, darkness bows out. When light comes, demonic torment comes to an end. Anytime light arrives, the torment of the wicked stops any day, anywhere, anytime. Why? Because light rules over darkness. I pray for you this morning. Today signals the end of satanic harassment over your life and family in the name of Jesus. I pray for you by the armor of light. Whatever darkness is making noise around you, I speak over that darkness. Be silenced in the name of Jesus. Be silent in the name of Jesus. I silence that darkness in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3. How shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? How can we escape darkness if we neglect the light that comes from the word of God? How can we escape darkness? That is, our escape route out of darkness is the light that flows from the word of God. The only way we can escape darkness is via the light that flows from the word of God. So he said, how can we escape darkness if we neglect? I pray for you this year, you will not neglect the word of God in the name of Jesus. I say you will not neglect the word of God in the name of Jesus. So how can we escape if we neglect light that flows from the word of God that sets us free? How can we escape if we neglect the light that has brought our liberty? So friends, our escape is in the light that flows from God's word. Our escape is in the light that flows from God's word. With the armor of light in place, you can't be held hostage by the powers of darkness. There is no way you can be held hostage by the powers of darkness. Why? The light shines in darkness, and deep darkness cannot handle it. John 1 from verse 1 to 5, I read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and this life translated to light, and this light became the light of men, and this light shines in darkness. This light shines in darkness. This light went and looked for darkness and shined in darkness so that darkness can vacate. I pray for you, let the light of God shine over your life in the name of Jesus. I say, let the light of God shine over your family in the name of Jesus. Any darkness around your business, any darkness around your career, I prophesy in this year of light, darkness vacates, light rules over your life in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So friends, with the armor of light in place, no barrier of darkness can stand on your way this year. With the armor of light in place, in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 12, when light shined forth in the prison house where Peter was kept, the angel of the Lord stepped in and rescued Peter. the angel entered and rescued Peter. The Bible says in Acts chapter 12, verse 7 to 8, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, arise up quickly. That is a prophecy for someone. This year, you will rise quickly in the name of Jesus. Oh, this year, your testimony will come quickly in the name of Jesus. Your favor will arrive quickly in the name of Jesus. I say your open doors will arrive quickly in the name of Jesus. I prophesy this year your victory will arrive quickly in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. He said, arise up quickly, because the time is fast spent. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, guide thyself, bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Supernatural rescue followed the arrival of light. Anytime light arrives, rescue is made available. I don't know who you are. You've struggled one thing or another throughout the entire last year, and you have entered into this year, and you're asking yourself, will it repeat itself? I came to announce to you, the struggle is over in the name of Jesus. By the armor of light, that thing you struggled with is terminated by fire in the name of Jesus. Ayana morosete, by the armor of light, that which you struggled with last year, I declare today is over forever in the name of Jesus. It is over forever in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I receive light. Thunder, I receive light. Give Jesus your praise this morning. Light entered, rescue happened. Light entered, rescue happened. Supernatural rescue is always at the instance of light. When Jesus showed up in a place in the book of Luke chapter 4, the demon could not resist the light that Jesus was. The light that Jesus was not carrying light. He was light. The light that he was, the demons could not resist. They started screaming. They said, don't torment us before our time. Why? Because light will always torment darkness. The Bible says in that same Luke chapter 4, verse 34, Luke 4:34, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? They even know who he is. Listen, friends, when you carry light, devils know who you are. When you carry light, devils know who you are. This year, by the light of God upon your destiny, you will shine in the midst of darkness in the name of Jesus. They say, I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Light destroys darkness anytime, anywhere, any place. Anywhere light appears, darkness vacates. Darkness is at the mercy of light, and the strength of darkness is the absence of light. Listen, friends, listen carefully. People are not destroyed because of lack of light. Because the devil is powerful, people are destroyed because of lack of light. The absence of light causes many believers to be destroyed. The reason why many believers are afflicted the way they are afflicted, and they shouldn't be afflicted that way, is because of the absence of light. When light is absent, affliction will be available. When light is absent, torment will be available. Anywhere there is the absence of light, darkness thrives. I pray for you today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Any area of your life where light is not available, I declare, receive light in that area in the name of Jesus. I say, receive light in that area in the name of Jesus. Some of you, light is not available in your marriage. As a result, your marriage is going through turbulence. I prophesy over that marriage. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Some of you, light is not available in the area of your finances. That is why you're going through monetary issues. You're going through monetary battle. You can't seem to come out of lack from paycheck to paycheck. Why? Light is not available. Today, I prophesy, as your amen will scatter the gates of hell, receive light in the name of Jesus. I say, receive light in the name of Jesus. Receive light in your body in the name of Jesus. Infirmity vacate in the name of Jesus. Receive light in your flesh in the name of Jesus. Sickness vacate in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I receive light. Give Jesus your loudest praise. Light destroys darkness. Isaiah 5 verse 13 says, therefore my people are gone into captivity. Why are they in captivity? The reason they went into captivity is because there was no light. He said, my people, they are his people. They are his people. He said, my people, they are God's people. They are not strangers. They are not strangers to the covenant. They are God's people. But they went into captivity. So this tells me it is possible for a believer to be a captive. It is possible. It is possible. He said, my people, they went into captivity. They are not supposed to be in captivity, but they entered captivity. The reason is there was the absence of light. He said, their honorable men are famished. Their multitude dry up with thirst. I pray for you. Anyone under the yoke of captivity, under any form of captivity, I prophesy with the armor of light, be set free in the name of Jesus. I said, be set free in the name of Jesus. Receive access to light that frees you up in the name of Jesus. They are his people. They are his people. So it is possible for God's people to be in captivity. It is possible. They are his people. And they are not in captivity because the devil is stronger than God. They are in captivity because of the absence of light. No light. No light. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 60 verse 1 tells us, he said, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of God is risen upon you. The glory of God is risen upon you to replace the reproach and shame that darkness brings. He said, arise, shine. When you arise, shine. When light comes, the glory comes. When glory comes, it replaces shame. It replaces reproach. Then he continued in verse 2 and 3. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles, they don't come to your certificates. The Gentiles don't come to how beautiful your car is. The Gentiles, the only thing that will attract the Gentiles is your light. And the Gentiles will come, shall come to thy light. Kings, I don't know who you are. This year, kings will line up. They will come to your light in the name of Jesus. I say you will serve kings. Kings will serve you this year in the name of Jesus. Your clients shall be kings in the name of Jesus. Your clientele this year, he shall be kings in the name of Jesus. Kings come to the brightness of your shining. They come to the brightness of your rising. They come. He said, darkness will come. That is thick darkness. Listen, friends. No matter how dark, how thick the darkness is, the presence of light cancels it out. And I can tell you this, it's not going to get better. Things are going to get worse. But friends, you will keep shining. Why? Because when there is gross darkness, light shines through it. Light shines through. The economic situation will not get better. But I can tell you this, in the midst of the economic holocaust, you will keep shining. You will keep prospering. You will keep increasing. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord your praise this morning. He said, gross darkness. So there will be gross darkness. But the carrier of light will not even feel the effect of the darkness. So you are not going to pray, oh, darkness, go, go. No, no, no. You're shining in the midst of the darkness. You are not going to be praying. Listen, you can never kill all the witches. Witches will never stop existing. The witches will always exist. But my friend, you are to rule in the midst of your enemies. You rule by light. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Actually, what confirms your rulership is their presence. Because you cannot rule in the midst of your friends. You rule in the midst of your enemies. Are you hearing me now? As they are coming with darkness, your light is swallowing them. They arrive with darkness, your light swallows them. They prepare charm for you in that office, your light swallows them. They prepare charm for you in that business arena, your light swallows them. They say you can't make it, your light swallows them. They say we will finish you, your light swallows them. They say over my dead body for you to rise, your light swallows them. Why? Because the light shines. The light shines. I prophesy, carry light in the name of Jesus. I say, carry light in the name of Jesus. Carry light in the name of Jesus. Witches or no witch, I prophesy, shine in the name of Jesus. I say, shine in the name of Jesus. Celebrate the living God this morning. Hey! Darkness will cover the earth. Gross darkness the people, But you are exempted. Why? Light. Whether witches exist, I don't know. You can ask them if you find them. I don't know. Why? Light. 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 You see, that's why I walk the way I walk. I carry lies. I'm lying. You know, I just walk through my shoulder. Someone said to me one time, why is it you're walking as if you own the world? Oh, yes, I own the world. I carry light. I'm light. Child of God, I declare, shine this year in the name of Jesus. I say, shine this year in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Light. For darkness covers everywhere. So darkness will never stop. It will keep happening. But light will keep shining. Satan came against Jesus and he was defeated by the arrow of light. Jesus tells him, it is written, it is written. And by what is written? By the arrows of light, Jesus conquered Satan. Jesus conquered Satan by light and not by prayer. He prayed, but light does the work. Light, because Jesus was on the mountain to pray, so he was praying. But when the devil arrived, he used light. I know who I am. Light. Because it is possible to pray in ignorance. It is possible to pray without light. Many believers pray without light. They pray without light. What prayer does is to break the siege against your access to light. That is why when you pray and fast, the Bible says there will be an outbreak of light. That is why this fasting and prayer, you must take it serious. If you have never taken any prayer and fasting serious, let this year be 1 year. You take the prayer and fasting serious. Listen, my friend, you won't die. You won't die. You know this, you know, listen. There's something about prayer and fasting that opens you up in the realms of the spirit. It opens you up. It breaks the siege of blindness. The Bible even tells us in Isaiah 58, where it tells us, then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. The righteousness shall go forth before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen, shall be your reward. Light breaks forth in the place of prayer and fasting. Light breaks forth. Do you know why many believers have no access to light? They will not let food rest. Amen. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Light breaks forth. Light breaks forth in the place of prayer and fasting. Light breaks forth. Light shines when you pray and fast. Light will shine. Listen, there are many of you this year, as you engage this prayer and fasting season, God will give you light in areas where you have been struggling with. Areas where you have been struggling with. Some of you, your millionaire status is hidden in light. It's just that a plate of food is refusing you. Your next level of prosperity is in light. And the only way you can access light is by fasting that breaks the siege of darkness. I pray for you today in this prayer and fasting season, every siege of darkness be broken in the name of Jesus. I say be broken in the name of Jesus. Prayer breaks off the hand of the blindfolder so that you can see what God is saying. Many of us need to see what God is saying. Many of us need to see concerning your finances. You need to see what God is saying. Concerning your children, you need to see what God is saying. So when I stumble into scriptures that say the seed of the righteous shall be blessed, I said to myself, no devil will take my children. No. We will fight to death. My children are seeds of righteousness. By that light, I speak over my children. By that light, I listen, friends, you are the, how will I put it now? You are the madam speaker of your children's destiny. Listen, if your children is not going the right path, you are responsible. In case nobody told you, you are the one responsible. You have not spoken them into the right direction by light. By light, by the armor of light, you command darkness. Not these ones. You can touch everybody else minus these ones. Why? Because light shines. I pray for you. Every area where you're struggling with darkness, I prophesy, receive light in the name of Jesus. I say receive light in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. When light comes, whatever is hiding in your life will no longer be able to hide. Darkness can't handle light. There is no how thick darkness is. It cannot question the authority of light. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The NIV paints a picture for us. It says, the unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. So the entrance of the word, the unfolding of his word, it is not the hearing only. When you hear, allow the word to enter. The entrance, when the word enters, it gives birth to light. The word cannot enter without giving birth to light. I was watching a documentary some time ago about a particular gun that has a particular bullet. When they shoot the person, the bullet enters and scatters inside the body. So the chances of survival, it's minimal. In fact, the person may never survive. Because when, you know, some bullets come, it pierces. But this one, when it comes, it enters, it explodes inside the body of the person. That is what the word of God is. When it enters, it just explodes. Lights, you begin to see what you couldn't see before. In your finance, you see. In your marriage, you see. Over your health, you see. Over your children, you see. That is why the Bible said, the entrance, I prophesy, let the word of God enter you in the name of Jesus. Let light shine forth in the name of Jesus. The entrance. So the entrance, the unfolding of his word gives light. Gives light. Understand, darkness cannot constitute a barrier on the highway of light. This year, walk in light. This year, live in uncommon freedom and liberty and victory by the armor of light. By the armor of light. God has not given us a word that is a cliche. No, no, no. He has given us himself, our year of light. Our year of life, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light. He who walks in the light will have no occasion for stumbling. Walk in the light this year. Walk in the light this year. The entrance of his word gives light. The entrance of his word, when you walk in that light, it confers dominion on you. When you walk in the light that has been unfolded by his word, then your dominion on this planet earth is established. John 12, verse 35. NIV translation. Then Jesus told them, you are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light. Walk while you have the light. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. That means darkness can overtake you if you refuse to walk with light. It's a walk where you have light, because darkness, as you are walking with light, darkness is also chasing after you. Darkness is chasing after. So keep walking with light. Keep walking with light. It's a walk while you have light. Don't just have the light. Don't just celebrate the light. Don't just, you know, sing around the light. Walk in the light you have. He continued in verse 36. Believe in the light. Walk in the light. Next verse. Believe in the light. Believe in the validity of the light. Believe God for who he is. Remember, the light is God. Believe in the light. Believe in the validity of who God is. Believe that God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Believe in the light. You know, the challenge is many believers believe in more prophecies than the light. One drunk person will come. Uri, 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 Uri. I see. Your name is Cordelia. Oh, yes, my friend, don't you know your name? In case you don't know, ask home affairs. They know your name. Your phone number is 015-297-0509. How does that help you walk in dominion? Phone number, who doesn't know their phone number here? Raise your hands. You know your phone number. So how does that constitute a prophecy? That's hogwash. Lies. Eh? Just tell us the network. We'll help you find your phone number. That's hogwash. Believe. Believe in the light. Believe in the light. Stay in the light. My friend, when devils call, your phone number is not what they ask for. They want to know, what light do you have? The sons of Sceva, they ask, Jesus, we know, light. Paul, we know, light. You, when, which light are you carrying? They started saying, the devil say, you don't understand. My friends, what gives you victory is the armor of light. What gives you dominion is light. What keeps you in charge is light. When you arrive by light, no matter how gross the darkness is, the darkness cannot stop you. I prophesy over you this year, walk in light in the name of Jesus. Live in light in the name of Jesus. Walk in light in the name of Jesus. Believe the validity of light in the name of Jesus. Give me three powerful amen. Two, three. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Walk in light. Believe in the validity of that light. Believe God, who is the light. Why? Because God will not say what he doesn't mean. Child of God, know that Satan is not your match in battle. There is no degree of darkness that can compare with life in battle. Hey, understand that the ultimate realm that Satan operates is the realms of darkness. Listen, these 21 days, don't want to miss it. Some of you, your skin will change these 21 days. By the time light there's a way light will shine on you. Ah, when you leave the service, people will call you, which cream are you using? Light, light. No darkness can compete with light. Understand, the ultimate realm Satan operates in is in the realms of darkness. He only rules anyone who is in that realm. That is why if you're not in the realm of darkness, you are out of his rulership. And that's what Jesus came to do to us. Put First Peter for me. He pulled you out of the realms of darkness. Say, we're not come out. And it brought you into the kingdom of light. Into the kingdom of light. Let me wait for them to find that scripture. I want that scripture. He brought you into the kingdom of light. Listen, friends. The only realm Satan can rule is darkness. That is why any believer who dwells in light, Satan can't rule them. Satan can't rule them. Satan can't rule them. Because the realms of Satan is the realms of darkness. Light puts you over any darkness, any day, any time, anywhere. The Bible says, but ye are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you. Who called you? Who called you? My friend, you are called already. I say you are called out of darkness already. You are called out of darkness already. He called you out of darkness. He didn't leave you hanging. Because he knows if he leaves you hanging, you may go back. So he called you out of the realms of darkness. He now planted you into wonderful light. Welcome to your season of wonderful light. I say welcome to your season of wonderful light. Welcome to your season of marvelous light. Shine in the name of Jesus. I say, shine forth in the name of Jesus. Shine forth in the name of Jesus. Listen, sickness is darkness. And when you understand that you have been called into light, you shine over that sickness. Poverty is darkness. Because when we're talking about darkness, we're not only talking about Satan. Every works of Satan is darkness. You have been called out of it. Give Jesus your praise this morning. Light doesn't need to announce itself. When light arrives, darkness flees. Whoever puts on light, darkness will obey the person. It has a command to obey light. It has nothing to do with your age. It has nothing to do with your academic qualification. Why is it? Why is it that some people are experts, for example, an accountant? Why is it that you will never take your books to go and give to a bricklayer to do your books? By the time you finish, you go to jail, you and him. You look for an accountant. Why? The accountant has light in accounting matters. The same way you can't give your house to be built by an accountant, my brother. While he's thinking of how to cut costs, he will cut costs and the house will collapse. So you give your house to a contractor, a reputable builder to build. The same way you can't take your books to be done by a bricklayer. Why? Because the bricklayer, in as much as he's an expert in an area, he doesn't have light in accounting matters. He's void of light. The same way an accountant is void of light in bricklaying matters, in building matters. So whoever has light, why must you obey an accountant in accounting matters? He has light. He has light. You know, you must obey people like rams. He has light, sufficient light, abundant light, master's degree light, pursuing a doctorate degree light in accounting. When he tells you anything on accounting matters, you obey. Your age notwithstanding, he has light, sufficient light. So darkness only obeys a person that has light. Listen, it is not your age. It is not how long you have been a Christian. The question is, do you have sufficient light? Whoever has the light has the dominion. What darkness obeys is light. So if a teenager is putting on the armor of light, darkness will obey that teenager. If an adult is void of light, darkness will disobey that adult. He said, we must cast off darkness and put on the armor of light. Understand that he raised us, all of us, up together. Ephesians 6 verse 12. He raised us, all of us, up together. No, Ephesians 2 verse 6, sorry. Ephesians 2 verse 6. And God has raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Your position in redemption is clear. You are seated in heavenly realms. That's your position. So which means the thicker the darkness, the greater the effects of light. What is stopping many believers is the absence of light. But this morning I came to announce to you, it's over in the name of Jesus. I say darkness is over in the name of Jesus. I announce it's a new day for you in the name of Jesus. You will no longer surrender your glorious destiny to darkness in the name of Jesus. From henceforth, by the ministry of light, you will not be counting days, you will be counting victories in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be counting days, you will be counting testimonies in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be counting days, you will be counting breakthroughs and open doors and opportunities in the name of Jesus. I declare by the armor of light, your days of struggling are over in the name of Jesus. Any area where you have struggled all through last year and you're asking yourself, will it repeat itself again this year? I command, let light shine in that area in the name of Jesus. As light shines, receive your victory in the name of Jesus. I say, receive your victory in the name of Jesus. Receive your victory in the name of Jesus. Listen as I close with these words. Light never struggles with darkness. It simply triumphs over it. Light never struggles with darkness. It triumphs over it. It triumphs over it. Connect with light, friends. Release yourself these 21 days. Tell yourself, this will be a brutal 21 days. If I perish, I perish. You're hunting for light. You're hunting for light. Every day you come hungry. Every day you come with a thirst. For blessed is he, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Every day you come hungry. That this year, light must shine. There are things I don't want to struggle with this year. No, 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 no. I don't want to tell the same story on that matter again. No, 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 no. I don't want 2024 to repeat itself. I do not want a duplicate whereby today I'm up, tomorrow I'm down, today I'm up, tomorrow I'm down. One moment I'm going from one hospital to another. Another moment I'm free a bit. No, no, no. This year there must not be a duplicate. 2024 must not photocopy itself in my 2025. Because there are many, if care is not taken, they will be in 2025 in the natural, but the happenings that will be happening in their life will be 2024 events. The same struggle, the same battles, the same challenge, the same crying. Some say, you know, you should cry tears of joy. I don't want tears of joy. How do you, it doesn't correlate tears and joy together. Not for me. I celebrate those who created the English. No, I don't want tears of joy. Hey, Rams, I want joy of joy. Hey, ma'am, I don't know about, but I want joy of joy. I don't want tears of joy. What has tears and joy got to do together? No. That's a lie of hell. No, I want joy of joy. Don't you want joy of joy? I said, don't you want joy of joy? Do you want tears mixed with joy? No. I want my joy to be mixed with joy and greater joy, more joy. And I prophesy this year, receive joy in the name of Jesus. By the armor of light, receive joy in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Celebrate the Lord. Let's rise on our feet.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.